Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic.
I want to talk about narcissistic rage. I think so often we don't really understand what is in a narcissistic relationship. And unfortunately, if we have grown up in families where either one or both of the parents have narcissistic tendencies or are someone who has borderline or narcissistic personality disorder, then unfortunately you grew up in a very unhealthy household. And chances are, I'd say 99% of us, or maybe 95% of us out there, witness certain behaviors within the adults around us that were unhealthy, and we didn't recognize that. And so we go into our adult lives thinking that these behaviors are okay, that these tactics or way of handling life or the way people treat us is just, it's standard and it's what we've kind of become accustomed to, rather than recognizing, hey, wait a minute, none of this is healthy, none of this is okay, I'm now in this relationship, what do I do about this?
Before we continue on with this week's episode, I want to just talk about boundaries real quick, because I know that this is something that a lot of people struggle with. I tend to get the same questions over and over. And so I decided to create this course, Building Better Boundaries, for you guys who do struggle with boundaries, who struggle with confrontation, that have the fear of confrontation, who do not know how to assert themselves, who do not understand or have the skills really to be able to verbally communicate your standards with others. This is a great course for you if this is something that you are struggling with, the people that are in your life, whether it is a partner, a family member, or perhaps even someone that you do work with. If you are interested in learning how to have the best boundaries and become the healthiest version of yourself, I always link all of my products underneath all of my podcast episodes, whether it is coaching or any courses that I do offer. So if you are interested, you can find me on Instagram at Stephanie Lynn Coaching, or you can check out my website, StephanieLynnLifeCoaching.com.
So right off the bat, what is narcissistic rage? Narcissistic rage is what I like to call just basically a tantrum. So a tantrum can be something that's very severe or it can be something that's very minor. This rage or outburst is basically happening because this person is not getting something that they want. Now, what they want could be a ton of different things. They could want you to switch your calendar around and do something that works for them. They could want you to think that they're God and that they did nothing wrong with what they did last weekend, but you're holding them accountable to what they did and they don't want that. So a narcissistic rage is basically when a narcissist is not getting narcissistic supply, when they're not getting the validation, they're not getting you basically mirroring or showing them what they want to see, which is that they're perfect, they can do no wrong, that they're not held accountable for their actions, they're not going to take responsibility for their actions. So if you're the type of person that can give really good narcissistic supply, which is a person who is probably severely codependent, a people pleaser, has absolutely no standards, no self-worth, and a lot of deep emotional wounds, then you're grade A supply. You are the narcissistic supply winner of the year. But if you are a person that maybe perhaps gives good supply and then kind of resorts back to, wait a minute, like I have feelings and I have thoughts and I have opinions and this isn't okay, and you start to kind of try to stand on your own 2 feet, then this is when you're going to get narcissistic rage. If you're a brand new person coming into the narcissist's life, chances are you're not going to get this rage. You're getting this rage, or people that do see this rage, is because you have been very inconsistent. There are times when you give great supply, and then there are times where you don't give it at all, or maybe very, very little. And because of that inconsistency, you're making this person very upset. You're making this person very annoyed because they're not getting the consistent supply that they used to get from you. Now, the reason why a rage even happens at all, aside from what I just said with the inconsistency, is because a narcissist is emotionally immature. They do not have a sense of self. They rely on narcissistic supply to basically feed them. It's like air to them. They absolutely need it. So they need the praise. They need the validation. They need someone not holding them accountable, or, you know, trying to make them take responsibility for their actions. So someone who is narcissistic doesn't want any of that, because if you try to hold me accountable, you're showing me that I'm not perfect. You're showing me that I did something wrong. And I don't know how to sit in a space of I messed up, I'm human, and they have an inability to really do that, because that's a skill. That's something that you're taught as you're grown up. That's, you know, being able to have empathy, being able to say, you know what, I did something wrong, and not, you know, stay in that dark place of like, oh my God, I'm the worst person in the world, but just being able to self-reflect, know that even though I did something wrong, I'm still getting love from the people around me, right? That I'm still accepted, that I'm not bad, that you're not gonna leave me or discard me just because I did something wrong. All of these types of skills or ways of being a normal, healthy adult are things that we learn throughout our childhood. And someone who's narcissistic didn't learn any of that. So not that we're gonna feel sorry for them at this point in life, but a lot of it is you're dealing with an adult, a physical adult, but you're really dealing with a child. And so a child will have tantrums. They will have these outbursts when they don't get what they want because they can't handle the feelings of not being able to get what they want. Whereas you or I, when we don't get something that we want from another person, of course we might be upset or disappointed or frustrated or whatever it is, but we know how to deal with those feelings. We may not always deal with them in the best way right off the bat, but we at least know how to kind of cope inside with all of those types of feelings. We might be codependent and look for people to kind of fill us up inside, right? Because we might have those insecurities ourselves, but we don't need it, crave it to the point where if we don't get it, we're dead. We're not extinct. Like, you know, we won't be able to really live if we don't get it. It's not that severe for even someone who is severely codependent, because if it was, you would be narcissistic. So let's get into some of the examples of narcissistic rage. So right off the bat, we're talking about these outbursts. We're talking about verbal abuse. So an outburst can be a multitude of things. One of the biggest things, and I think it's one of the things that most people accept and really overlook because it's probably become very mundane, routine, a part of life, you're accustomed to it. And so we don't really look at it as disrespectful or not okay. And we haven't really learned how to fight back with setting that standard really high to you're not allowed to do these things to me. And this is the verbal abuse. So like I said, because we oftentimes have grown up in households where this was just common day-to-day interactions, right? Where we say things that are very hurtful or disrespectful or whatever the case may be, we tend to like overlook this really important aspect of abuse and narcissistic rage. So all of this is the name calling, this is the judging, this is the insulting words. It's very hard to take when someone you love, someone you trust can say the most hurtful things in the world because they're hurting. Now, we've all been guilty of this, but this is, remember, a lot of this is consistent behavior. So if you've done this where you've said something insulting or hurtful or downright nasty and mean to someone, the reasons why you said it was because you were hurting, you were going through something. And so you get this backlash or you released on someone, all of the anger and the frustration that you were feeling, you put that on someone else. And this is really what the narcissist does. The difference between the typical person and someone who's narcissistic is this is a pattern of behavior that always happens when this person doesn't get what they need. So in order to kind of deal with this, there's a couple of things. Number one, you have to have really, really thick skin and really have a sense of your own self to know why this person is doing this. I always think that the why is really, really important because it allows you to not take things so personally. If you don't know why someone's doing what they're doing, then when they do it, you're gonna take it personally. You're gonna look at it as a reflection of your own self. Like, how could you say that? That's not true. I'm not like that. How could you try to cut me at my knees? Instead of seeing the tantrum and being able to spot it and saying, okay, I get why you're doing it. It doesn't mean it's stinging a little bit. It's starting to hurt me, right? Just like a child can throw a fit and say very, very hurtful things. You know, I hate you, mom, or, you know, I want to go do this, and or just these nasty things that kids can sometimes say, but you don't really take it personally. You might hear it and go, well, that doesn't really feel good, but you're not attached to it because you know why the child is doing it. They're doing it because they're not getting what they want. And so we don't engage emotionally. We don't attach emotionally to the tantrum. We kind of take a step back so we can be able to handle it in an appropriate way. This is literally the same thing. You're just doing it with someone who's a physical adult, but you're still dealing with the 7-year-old child. So self-control is a really big thing in this game. You have to have self-control, you have to have thick skin, you have to understand why this person is doing what they're doing. I always say, know the kind of triggers in your life. So people are always gonna trigger you in certain ways. And if this is your narcissist's drink of choice, is cutting you at your knees and saying these hurtful things, then just expect it. And so when it happens, you're not shocked by it. One of the ways to really handle this is, quite frankly, removing yourself from the situation. Anytime someone is verbally abusing you in any way, shape, or form, it is good to just acknowledge, show the person their behavior. When you speak to me this way, now you're starting to say hurtful things. I don't appreciate it when you're name calling or saying these things to me, and do it in a calm way. We're not getting enraged. This is when we're responding, not reacting, right? And I'll link that video up here so we can start to learn how to respond to people versus just reacting always emotionally to them. But as you begin to kind of practice this, what you'll do is, as you engage with this person and you're telling this person calmly, hey, this behavior is not acceptable, you remove yourself. You know, you let someone know, I can see you're getting very angry right now, and it feels as though you're taking it out on me, and I do not appreciate the way that you are speaking to me and the things that you're saying. When you calm down, then we can engage again in this conversation, and just remove yourself or let them know, hey, I'm going to leave this conversation now because it's becoming very unhealthy. And when you've calmed down and you would like to speak to me in a calm and healthy way, we can speak again. These are things that take practice. Like, this isn't something that you're going to be able to automatically do. You know, me doing it, it took years of practice for me to be able to stay as calm as I am during interactions where I can talk to people in this way. So, you know, welcome these interactions, welcome, I don't want to say welcome the abuse, but welcome these outbursts so you can learn how to really handle yourself in these situations. Next kind of rage tactic is usually the manipulation, the guilt, and the shame. So when the outbursts aren't working, here's when I'm going to start to guilt you, shame you, try to manipulate you here and there. Maybe you'll conform after I give this like huge, you know, outburst and completely immature way of handling myself. So this is when, you know, you're selfish. It's kind of the verbal stuff as well, but it goes a little bit deeper into those major tactics of guilt and shame. So again, we're basically using the same approaches and the same methods to kind of handle ourselves in these situations, but I think it's really important to know your audience. You need to know everyone in your life that's unhealthy, and what specifically do they do that, again, is their drink of choice. You know, are they passive aggressive? Do they use manipulation? Do they try to guilt you a lot when they don't get with their way? When they don't get their way, do they verbally start kind of abusing and attacking you? So what is the drink of choice? Learn that. Unfortunately, the next thing is more of that like type of physical abuse. So it doesn't have to just be someone being physically abusive towards you. It could be someone throwing things or punching a wall or some kind of outburst where you now start to feel very scared, where you start to feel like, okay, I'm nervous to be in this environment. And again, the best thing in the world is to completely remove yourself as much as you possibly can from this person, or quite frankly, you know, get people involved that need to be involved, whether that is the police, whether that's a friend, whether that's confiding in someone that you really love in terms of what you're going through. You know, physical abuse of any kind is 100%, 1000% not okay, and you are not alone in it, and it is very, very crucial and important to inform people as to what's going on.
So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.